It's time now for the good stuff. You know what that means. Let's just take a couple of minutes, just relax and have a little good things happening to our minds right now. It's Mike and Kim Burge out of the Heart City of Valentine.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan your next adventure in Cherry County, Nebraska. Check out visitvalentine.com for 50 things to do in Cherry County. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of campsites along the scenic Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, and other locations. And check out the river races coming up the weekend of June 1st here in Valentine, Nebraska. Check it all out. Visitvalentine.com.
Pause a minute and you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News. It's the cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com. or in print.
Kim, what are you going to share on the good stuff today?
Actually, I'm going to share the good stuff. This is a song by Kenny Chesney, written by Craig Weisman and Jim Collins. And here are the words. Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up, not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the end and looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, "What'll it be?" I said, "The good stuff." He didn't reach around for the whiskey. He didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kind of went misty. He said, "You can't find that here." 'Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late and dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate 'cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with the rice in her hair, eating burnt suppers the first whole year and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man. That's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass and I smiled and said, "I'll have some of that." We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. I saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with a bouffant hair. He said, "That's my Bonnie, taken at about a year after we wed." He said, "Spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me, but I've been sober 3 years now because the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding my baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy, Earl, married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying, 'I'm a grandpa,' being right there as our time got small and holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff." He said, "When you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says, 'I'm sorry,' say, 'So am I,' and look into those eyes so deep in love and drink it all up, 'cause that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff." There you have it, the good stuff. Kenny Chesney. That was written by Craig Weisman and Jim Collins back in 2002.
Yeah, it's been a while back, but it's a good song.
It is indeed.
All righty. Well, thanks for sharing that. I have a few more of the vernacular vocabulary from South Dakota and surrounding areas to share with you today.
Yeah, I think it spreads out beyond South Dakota.
Do you all know what the river means? Well, in most of South Dakota, references to the river are typically understood to mean Missouri River. Question, where are you going to fish? Answer, the river. And everybody knows where you're going. Salty, often used as a begrudging compliment in reference to an adversary's toughness. Example, that Mitchell, South Dakota basketball team is pretty salty. Wash, the preferred pronunciation of wash among many of the cowboys, farmers, and rural-raised people of the state. Example, I need to wash my truck before I go to town. The pronunciation is consistent with other word constructions, including references to the state of Washington. Example, I have to drive clear out to Washington for a wedding.
Very good. Very good.
And we all know what whatnot means, an acceptable and often used substitute for etc. Question, what's in that drawer? The answer is, oh, you know, scissors, tape, the phone book, and whatnot. Maybe one more of those. You guys, the South Dakota equivalent of the Southern y'all, and the Western Pennsylvania, you-uns, used in reference to a group of people. Example, what are you guys doing today? The possessive form is guys's. Example, is that you guys's truck? All right.
Okay, that's stretching it. I think it's time to shut you off.
And that's the good stuff.